Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the International Olympic Committee has retested more than 450 urine samples from the 2008 Games in Beijing and discovered suspicious results from 31 athletes. The announcement came this week after the head of Russia's doping lab said he tampered with samples in a state-sponsored scheme to help Russian athletes beat the drug tests. Olympians around the world are outraged. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd joins us now with more on this. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Jeremy.
So you've been speaking with athletes about this. What are they saying?
Well, they are not happy at all, and it's probably no surprise because the allegations that this Russian lab director puts forth are pretty damning. He told the New York Times that he'd been working for years with the Russian government to actually help the Russian athletes dope. And then in 2014, during the Winter Games in Sochi, Russia was in charge of that lab. And he says that the Russians tampered with the urine samples from Russian athletes. They had this system where they put a hole in the wall and they would take tainted urine samples, put them through the hole so they could swap them out with clean samples. So this is outrageous. I asked Becky Scott to respond to this. She's a retired Olympic cross-country skier from Canada. She also happens to chair the athlete committee at the World Anti-Doping Agency. Now, this is the group that's supposed to set the rules for international doping. Her answer is pretty simple. You've got to ban the Russians from the games in Rio.
There has to be an end point. And when the evidence is there that it was so comprehensive and so systematic and so well organized, you know, then I think the institution needs to be suspended, because otherwise, what message are we sending?
Wow. And Becky Scott, by the way, won a bronze in Salt Lake City back in 2002.
She won the bronze in 2002, but then for that very same race, she actually won the gold, because the two Russian competitors in front of her in that race were found to have doped and they were stripped of their medals. So here is some sound of Scott at a ceremony more than 2 years later getting the gold medal.
Stand atop the podium as gold medal champion.
So very personal for her.
Extremely personal. In fact, over the years, she's become a bit of an anti-doping advocate for sports. And she said from her perspective on the athlete committee at WADA, she sees a real flaw in the system. And that's that for many countries around the world, they actually have their own dope anti-doping agencies. You know, they'll be in charge of testing the samples, making sure they're clean. And as we've seen, that can be really hard to police.
An American swimmer is subject to robust testing and is subject to out-of-competition testing on a regular basis. His competitors in Russia or Eastern Europe, they are not. And that's part of the problem, is that we've discovered now that RUSADA, the Russian anti-doping organization, did not do any out-of-competition testing. Or if they did, it was thwarted at every step of the way. So these two athletes competing from different countries are not subject to the same level of protocols and policies, which is very problematic.
So, Peter, we're talking about previous Olympic Games here, but of course, we're just a few months now from the Rio Olympics. What's the fallout likely to be?
Well, the 31 athletes from 12 different countries whose samples were retested this week, they could be banned from Rio if it turns out that they were in fact doping. I think the big question now is whether or not the entire Russian team will be allowed to compete in Rio. Now, you may know that the entire Russian track and field team right now is banned from international competition,
right,
because of doping problems. But any big decisions about whether that ban will be extended into the Rio Olympics is going to be controversial, and it's also going to be coming a few weeks down the line. I have to say, though, this makes some athletes who are competing in Rio really nervous. I spoke with Kirsty Coventry. She's a swimmer from Zimbabwe. She's got 7 Olympic medals. Here's part of my conversation with her. You've said that you have no confidence that you'll be competing in Rio on a level playing field.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, so close to the games, I don't have much confidence that it's going to be clean. Personally, it's really, really sad being my 5th Olympic Games, being my last Olympic Games. I wish things were different. I wish I felt differently.
But could I ask, why even bother going if you truly don't feel that you'll be competing on a level playing field? You've spent all this time training, years and years of your life. Why even bother to go?
You know, for me, I feel like if clean athletes stepped away and said, well, we're going to boycott and we're not going to go, then we're allowing the cheats and the doping nations to win. And I just don't think that's right. The Olympic Games and everything it stands for is fair play and a kind of leveling all playing fields. You know, if I was to say, well, I'm just not going to go, they win, you know, and I don't think that's the right thing, the right approach for me personally.
Let's put yourself on the blocks there at the pool in Rio, and you have a Russian competitor next to you in the lane next to you. What are you thinking?
You know, at that point, unfortunately, that is something that we've spoken about, and I've spoken about with teammates, is we will be standing there thinking and questioning, is this person clean? Has she been doping? Has he been doping? And I think that's, with everything that's going on, it's kind of an unfair assumption, but a fair assumption, because it's clearly there's something bigger going on in Russia.
And one final thing, Jeremy, Brazil has spent tens of millions of dollars on its own lab for testing samples in the Rio Olympics. But as recently as 2013, WADA revoked the lab's accreditation because it failed to live up to some standards. So the scrutiny is going to be really, really high this summer.
It's just sad that people, athletes, manage to get to this level of their careers and still decide to dope before competition like this. Here now is Peter O'Dowd. Thank you.
You're welcome.